告诉路德。
But Boaz told the will of God to Ruth.
你做梦也不会想到。
You have never imagined.
你来到一个什么样的地方
？What place you have come to?
老早，你老早知道这是死路。
You know that this is the way of death.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是没有前途的路。
There is no future in this way.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们原来是投靠耶和华的翅膀底下。
We are the ones who are under the wings of God of Israel.
愿你满得他的赏赐。
May your wages be full from the Lord.
所以路德就说：“我主啊。”愿在你眼前蒙恩。
Then she said, I have found favor in your sight, my lord.
我虽然不及你的一个使女。
For indeed you have comforted me, even though I'm not like one of your maidservants.
你还用慈爱的话来安慰我。
You have comforted me and have spoken kindly to me.
这不光是路德的祷告。
Now this is not just a prayer of Ruth.
这也是保罗的祷告。
This is also the prayer of Paul.
你记不记得
？Do you remember?
保罗曾经说，我是众圣徒众使徒中间最小的一个。
Paul said, I am the least of the apostles.
过了几年，保罗长进。
After a few years, Paul grew up.
他说，我是圣徒中最小的一个，还要小。
See, I'm the smallest, smaller than the smallest of the saints.
弟兄姊妹，保罗越来越小了，越来越小，越来越小，像路德一样。
Like Ruth.
我虽然不及你的一个使女。
Said, I'm not like one of your maidservants.
在众圣徒中间，我是最小的。
Among all the saints, I'm the least.
你还有慈爱的话安慰我的心。
But you have a word of favor that have comforted me.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是路德的祷告。
This is the prayer of Ruth.
这也是保罗的祷告。
This is also the prayer of Paul.
好了，下面到了吃饭的时候。
Then come to the time of eating.
然后呢，波阿斯就对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼。”
Boaz said to Ruth, "Come and eat of the bread."
然后将饼呢就沾在醋里面。
And then she dipped the bread in the vinegar.
路德就在收割的人旁边就坐下。
So she sat beside the reapers.
他们把烘了的穗子递给他，他就吃饱了，还有剩下的。
And he served her roasted grain. She ate and was satisfied and had some left. 弟兄姊妹 ，brothers and sisters，
我们觉得我们失去麦穗就好。
We often think that we just need to glean the wheat.
你还记不记得
？You remember?
有一次，一个迦南的妇人。
One time, a Canaan woman.
对主耶稣说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。”
He said, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
因为他女儿病得很厉害。
Because her daughter was very sick.
结果主耶稣怎么说呢
？What did the Lord Jesus say?
他说不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
It's not good to give the bread of the children to give to the dogs.
那个狗在原文是玩具狗，主耶稣不是骂人那个狗。
That dog is a toy dog. It's not an insult. What the Lord Jesus said.
他说这个是不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
It's not good for you to give bread.To the dogs.
主耶稣就是那个饼。
The Lord Jesus is that bread.
儿女就指着以色列来说。
The children are the children of Israel.
那这个饼当初是好像在桌子上的。
This bread is as if it was on the table.
迦南就像那个桌子一样。
Canaan is that land.
现在主耶稣呢就跑到迦南地以外去。
Now the Lord Jesus went outside of the land of Canaan.
所以这个饼啊是从桌上掉的下来了。
So now the bread has fallen onto the ground.
你明白吗
？You see that?
所以但是呢，你知道那个迦南妇人怎么祷告呢
？What did that Canaanite woman pray?
她就狗也吃主人饼碎掉下来的碎渣。
So dogs eat of the crumbs that fall off the table from the table.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
迦南是那个桌子。
Canaan is that land.
以色列人像儿女一样都围绕那个桌子。
And the people of Israel are surrounding that table.
桌上所摆的饼就是我们的主。
The bread on the table is our Lord.
我们早期我们的主就在迦南供应帮助他们。
In early days, our Lord helped them in the land of Canaan.
但有一天，我们的主想念迦南妇人。
But one day, our Lord thought about the Canaan woman.
那里有需要。
There is a need there.
所以他就来了。
So he came.
所以迦南妇人怎么说呢
？So what did the Canaanite woman say?
意思是我没有爬到树上，我没有爬到桌子上去。
I didn't climb on top of the table.
我没有到迦南地区。
I didn't came to the land of Canaan.
是你来的。
You came to me.
是你这块饼好像本来在桌上，结果那个饼屑呢就掉到地上来了。
So this bread was on the table, now has fallen to the ground.
我不要饼。
I don't want the bread.
我只要饼屑就可以了。
I just want the crumbs.
我只要饼屑我就蒙恩典了。
I just the crumbs, I'll be satisfied.
你看见。主说没有人像他信心那么大。
The Lord said, "I haven't found grace as great as hers."
这句话什么意思
？What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？许多时候我们感觉的，只要桌子底下的饼碎就可以了。
Sometimes we think we just need the crumbs at the table.
路德觉得失去麦穗就好了。
We felt that if she just collects from the field, the
cleaning
from the field is enough.
没有想到
，She never imagined.
现在波阿斯邀请她来到桌子的跟前。
Now Boaz invited her to come before the table.
你看见没有
？You see that?
现在不是在桌子底下。
Not just under the table.
不是那个狗要吃那个碎，不是碎，不是。
Just not that the dogs will eat
of the crumbs of the
不是的
table, not only
现在他能够和波阿斯同坐
Now she could be seated with Boaz on
然后圣经然后呢他说你来这里吃饼
So you come eat of the bread
然后把饼就沾在醋里面
And then dip the bread in the vinegar
这个醋跟酒是同样的东西
This vinegar and the wine is the same
所以这里不只是有饼也有酒
There's not only bread but there's also wine
所以这就叫我们想起擘饼的聚会
This reminds us of the breaking of bread meeting
每一次擘饼聚会的时候
Every time we break bread
请记得我们不是在桌子底下
We're notunderneath the table.
我们被提升到桌子上面。
We are brought above the table.
所以在这个时候呢，你看你不只有饼，而且也有酒。
So not only do we have the bread, we have the cup.
然后路德就在收割的人旁边就坐下了。
So then Ruth sat next to those who collected from the.
他们就把烘了的穗子就递给他。
And they gave her roasted grain.
然后他们就吃饱了。
And then she was full.
所以请记得。
So remember.
当路德要继续拾取麦穗以前。
Before Ruth was.To continue to glean from the field.
你看见他来到了波阿斯的桌前。
She came before the table of Boaz.
是那个烘碎了、烘了的穗子给他许多的能力。
And then that roasted grain gave her strength.
我们的主就是烘了的穗子。
Our Lord is that roasted grain.
他在十字架上经过了地狱的火。
He went through the fire of the hell on the cross.
所以每次我们擘饼纪念主的。
So every time we remember the Lord.
我们就纪念主为我们所完成的一切。
In the breaking of bread, then we remember how the Lord finished his work for us.
所以当我们纪念主，我们就满足了。
So when we remember the Lord, we are satisfied.
我们可以继续拾起麦穗。
We can continue to lay hold of the grain.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
麦穗代表零零碎碎的恩典。
The wheat.Represents the fragmented grace of God.
所以不管你读圣经也好
So no matter whether you study the word,
不管祷告也好
whether you pray,
不管聚会也好
whether you go to the meeting,
不管读属灵书报也好
whether you study the spiritual book,
通通是零零碎碎的
It's all fragmented.
但是不要忘记
Don't forget.
这些零零碎碎会把我们带到丰富的地步
These fragmented pieces will bring us into full abundance.
那不光这样
Not only that.
这个时候有一件事是路德不知道
At such a time, there was something that Ruth
路德又去拾取麦穗了。
Ruth went to glean from the field.
然后呢，波阿斯就吩咐那些仆人说。
So Boaz told the servants.
他说他就是在捆中拾取麦穗，你也可以容他。
So even if she gleans from the sheaves, you should allow her to do.
意思是什么呢？你已经把它捆成捆了。
You already have sheathed it.
如果路德从里面抽出一个来的话
If Ruth picked something from inside of it
你可以容她
You allow her to do
你
that
你不可以羞辱她
Don't put her to shame
那平常羞辱她没有错
Normally if you put her to shame that's okay
因为这个是个大家的规则游戏规则
Because there's a rules of the game
所以现在你不能够随便从里面抽取来
So you cannot glean from inside of the sheath
但是你知道他就告诉仆人说你要这样做
But he told the servant you ought to do it this way
那最稀奇的
But most amazingly
要从捆里抽出些来留在地上任他拾取
So you actually have to purposely take some out from the sheaves and then let her glean those
这就是我们今天所经历的了
This is what we experience today
许多时候我们觉得我们读圣经很有亮光
Oftentimes I think we have great light from the Bible
我们捡几个好大的麦穗、啊、
We have collected some huge wheat
你知道我们怎么得到的吗
How do we receive it?
是我们的主告诉天使说
It's our Lord that told the angels
那我们从捆子里面特别抽取来丢在地上
Let's take some from the sheaves and then throw it on the ground
等到他守晨更的时候
When they are having morning devotion
等到他聚会的时候
When they are meeting
他祷告的时候
When they pray
结果他找到了那块麦穗
He received that, found that wheat
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们今天所以能够丰富
So today we are abundant
我们读圣经
When we study the Bible
我们祷告
We pray
我们聚会
We meet
我们慢慢就长大了
Slowly we grow up
所以刚开始的时候
So in the beginning
每一个人都是拾穗的
Everyone is the one who gleans in the field.
所以不可以不读圣经。
So you cannot stop reading the Bible.
要天天读主的话。
You have to read the Bible every day.
不光这样。
Not just that.
你还要天天祷告。
You have to pray every day.
还有不可以停止聚会。
Now you cannot stop assembling together.
天天背起你的十字架。
Take up the cross every day.
天天要拒绝试探。
Daily resist temptation.
天天拾取天上的玛纳。
Daily take up the manna from heaven.
请记得。
Brothers and sisters,
每天我们都像在波阿斯农场里面拾取麦穗一样。
Every day we are like in the field of Boaz.
虽然是今天一点明天一点
Even though it's a little bit here today A little bit here tomorrow
今天你读新约一章
Today when you study one chapter
明天再一章
One chapter tomorrow
你一年就可以读完一遍的新约了
You can finish the book New Testament in a whole year
今天一个麦穗明天一个麦穗
Today a wheat tomorrow wheat
那结果呢
And then?
结果你就一年就读完一遍。
Then one year you will finish the whole New Testament.
你如果一天读三章旧约。
If you study three chapters of the Old Testament.
晚上你累得很。
Tomorrow, in the evening you're so tired.
你告诉自己说。
You tell yourself.
我不管多累我一定要读三章的旧约。
No matter how tired, I have to read three chapters in the Old Testament.
你今天失去一点麦穗。
You take a little bit of
meat. 明天再一点。
Tomorrow a little bit.
一年以后。
One year later.
你全本旧约就读完了。
You'll read the whole Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你一个礼拜听一篇的道。
You listen to a message once a week.
感谢主，你一个礼拜就听，你一个礼拜就一个礼拜一年就听五十篇的道。
You will listen to 52 messages in a year.
你得救十年了。
You have received, you've been saved 10 years.
你就听了五百篇的道。
You have heard 500 messages.
弟兄姊妹，五百篇的道，
500 messages,
多多少少在你身上发生影响。
Somehow influence your life.
所以，请我们记得。
So remember,
我们就像。我们就像路德一样。
Or just like Ruth.
我们怎么生活呢
？How do we live?
我们呢在波阿农场里面拾取麦穗。
We are gleaning from the fields of Boaz.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
如果你听到好的道理。
If you have heard good messages.
你读到一本好的书。
You have read a good book.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们都像拾取麦穗的路德一样。
We are just like a Ruth gleaning in the field.
主特别恩待我们。
The Lord has special
grace. 他告诉天使说。
He told the angels.
把那个拾穗丢在地上。
Some of that wheat and
the 结果我们看见亮光了。
Then we see a light.
结果弟兄姊妹，我们好像能帮助弟兄姊妹。
So as if we can help brothers and sisters now.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这一切都给我们看见。
All of this shows us.
我们原来是一个拾穗的女子。
We are nothing but gleaners in the field.
第一章。
First chapter one.
外邦的女子。
The Gentile woman.
她是摩亚的女子。
She was a Moabite woman.
与神的约没有关系。
Nothing to do with the covenant of God.
我们做梦也不会想到。
We could have never imagined.
天堂是我们的份。
Heaven is our portion.
我们从来没有想到。
We never imagined.
我们这些如虫如蛆应该下地狱的人。
We who are like worms that ought to go to hell.
我们居然蒙恩得救了。
We have been saved.
我们居然从摩亚地能来到了迦南美地。
Saved from the land of Moab to the land of Canaan.
这是第一章。
This is chapter one.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在迦南美地怎么生活呢？
How do you live in the land of Canaan?
这样丰富
Such an abundant land.
我们恰巧来到了波阿斯那块。
We just so happened to have come into the field of Boaz.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
在这里的故事给我们看见。
The story here tells us.
我们一今天失去一点，明天失去一点。
We take a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow.
然后我们就蒙恩得救。
Then we are saved.
过了十年以后。
After 10 years.
你看，不知不觉的我们就长大了。
Unbeknownst to us, we grew up.
如果我们这样能够长大。
If we can grow up this way.
我们这样能够生存的话。
If we can survive this way.
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
证明波阿斯的田不知道有多丰富。
You know, how rich is the field of Boaz?
他的零碎零零碎碎都能叫我们这样的生活。
Even we glean from the leftovers, we can allow us to live. We're not on earth as it is if we're in heaven.
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
基督到底有多丰富呢
How rich is Christ?
我们每个人可以做见证说基督有多丰富
We can testify everyone of how rich and full he is.
我们每天带着一法大麦回到见婆婆的时候
We can bring one effa of wheat to meet our mother-in-law.
这一路上呢都能说你看这个麦子这一大盘麦子养活了婆婆跟她的媳妇
Everyone can say This huge, this wheat, sustained the mother-in-law, the daughter.
这个见证什么见证
？What is that testimony?
不光他们蒙了恩典了。
Not only did they receive grace.
你看见波阿斯有何等的丰富
？You have seen how abundant is Boaz.
他果然是个大财主。
He indeed is a great wealthy man.
当路德在那拾取麦穗的时候
，When Ruth was picking up the sheaves.
我何等的蒙恩典
！We receive such grace.
能够在大财主的农田里面工作。
To be able to work in the field of a great wealthy man.
我只是拾取麦穗。
I only glean.From the field.
我就要做一个见证。
我 can testify of this.
这个农场的主人何等的蒙福。
This farm is so wealthy.
他是何等的富有。
He is so rich.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这个见证。
This testimony
是路德所做的见证。
Is a testimony of Ruth.
见证说波阿斯是个大财主。
It testifies that Boaz is a great wealthy.
同样的
，the same thing.
我们也做这样的见证。
We also have this testimony.
证明。我们今天主把我们放在基督那测不透的丰富里面。
We prove out that we've been placed in the unsearchable riches of Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我想我们每一个人都有第一章跟第二章的经历。
I think we all have the experience of chapter 1 and chapter 2.
那到今天晚上。
tonight, we'll enter into chapter 3 and chapter
4.
The story doesn't end here.
10岁不过是讲恩典。
To glean the field, it speaks about grace.
但是到第三章、第四章讲到赏赐。
Chapter 3 and chapter 4 speaks about reward.
我们蒙恩不只是蒙恩典。
We not only receive grace when we're saved.
有一天我们要得到赏赐。
One day we will receive a reward.
现在我们要问。
We have to ask.
我们的赏赐是什么？
What is our reward?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一条路是荣耀的路。
This way is a glorious way.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord
第一章第二章已经够美了。
Chapter 1 and 2 are already wonderful.
第一章第二章已经够丰富了。
Chapter 1 and 2 are abundant.
但是主要把我们带到第三章。
But the Lord wants to bring us to chapter 3.
也带到第四章。
And to chapter 4.
所以如果下午大家有空的话。
So if everyone has time.
我知道你们已经读完了三遍路德记。
I know you've already finished Ruth 3 times.
我希望你们有空再多读几遍。
Can you just read a few more times?
那这样今天晚上我们聚在一起的时候。
This way when we gather tonight.
我想我们就能够得着更大的丰
富。Then we receive much more blessing.
然后每个人都可以带着一法大麦回家。
Then everyone can bring home an ephah of flour.
但是不要忘记哦，这个不是波阿斯的丰收。
This is not the harvest of Boaz.
你要知道波阿斯有多丰富，你要看那一捆一捆的大麦，小一捆一捆的小麦。
So if you want to know the harvest of Boaz, you have to see all the sheaves that he has collected.
但是我们带回家是一法的麦子。
But we bring back home an ephah of wheat.
你看见一法的大麦，那这个是我们捡来的。
This is the ephah of barley is what we collected.
我们拾取来的。
What we collected.
但是就是这样。已经是那么丰富。
But just this is already so abundant.
所以感谢主把路德记赏给我们。
For us giving us this book of Ruth.
好，我们今天上午就停在这里。
We'll conclude this morning.
我们最后一个简单的祷告。
Let's bow with a simple word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we do thank you.
把这些话赏给
我们。For giving us these words to us.
借着路德记开我们的眼睛。
Through the book of Ruth to open our eyes.
这实在是一本奇妙的书。
This is indeed an amazing book.
它说到我们的经历。
It speaks of our experience.
我们在这卷书里面看见我们自己。
In this book, we see ourselves.
我们也看见我们的主。
We see our Lord.
我们更看见基督那测不透的丰富。
We also see the unsearchable riches of Christ.
为着我们所蒙的恩典。
For the grace that we have received.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow and praise you.
但愿你继续恩待我们。
May you have grace on us.
如果愿意的话。
If you're willing.
今天晚上把我们带回来。
Bring us back tonight.
再继续你所没有说完的话。
You continue the